I was honored to be part of the Badger Honor Flight on Saturday. Thank you so much for coming to the send-off or the welcome home, as 80 of our veterans from World War II, Vietnam, and Korean all went out to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials. It was so great. And, of course, so many stories to share with you, but yeah. I'll narrow down to just one story here, one story here. So today's story right now that you're about to learn about, something I never knew that happened in Vietnam. Is they brought a bear over. And yes, I met Bear Man. He was one of our 80 veterans. Did you ever know this existed?
Okay, I've watched. I'm a big history fan. I love history. And I've watched a lot of, I know this is going to sound goofy, but I've watched a lot of war movies. I've watched a lot of documentaries. Mm-hmm. I've read things.
Well, that's good. We should know our history.
Absolutely. I love that stuff about, especially about, you know, wars that America's been involved in and are fighting men and women. Not one time did I ever at any time while watching a documentary on Vietnam see a bear.
They never mentioned Brutus the bear?
Not once.
Well, I met Bear Man, and his name is Ron, and here is his story.
They just named me that because I took care of the bear while I was in Vietnam.
And this isn't like a little lingo that I'm not familiar with. You're talking about a real bear.
Yes, it was a real black bear. She was about 3.5, 4 years old when we went over. I had about 90 days left. But the sergeant major told me I better get the bear over there or go AWOL. So really, you had to do everything the sergeant major said. I said, well, she don't have no orders. He said, you don't worry about that. I'll make orders for her. You just get her over. So.
And how did a bear become a mascot, or why was this something that was brought to Vietnam?
Well, when the bear was a cub, it wandered into the fire station right outside of Colorado Springs. Men were looking for mascots for their company. So they brought the cub to us, asked us if we wanted a bear for a mascot. And they said, yeah, we'll take care of her. So,
okay, thank you.
And she was just like a dog.
Yeah, and looking through your photos here, she's even, you know, swimming with you while you're shaving real quick. You guys became best friends.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a morale booster for the soldiers over there. So.
And you're here with your son today?
Yes, Rod.
Hey, Rod, what's this experience going to be like, bonding with your father?
I'm honored to be on this trip with Dad, and it's fun to share this bear story because it's a very unique story that not too many other people have.
Well, you enjoy your day together and bond as father and son, too, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bear Man. Yeah.
What a crazy story.
You have to see the photo of Ron and Brutus the bear. He shared many photos and gave us permission to share it at Q106.com. Or you could text bear, right? You set it up?
Yes.
Cool. Thank you for doing that. Text bear to 608-321-1063.
All right. While I was listening to that, the part where he said that his sergeant told him, you get that bear over there, otherwise you'll be AWOL.
Correct.
That sounds like the plot to a Pauly Shore movie.
I know. Isn't this crazy?
Some things should be movies. So I came up with the title.
Okay.
All right. Coming to theaters September 2019, starring Pauly Shore in Bear Arms. He's got the right to bear arms.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, there we go.
See how that works right there? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so text BEAR to 608-321-1063, and we'll work on that movie idea, Jackson.
I'll see if I can get a producer on this.
Yeah, let's do that.